This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
One, two, three, four. Hello, good evening, and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took much more time than we thought that it might do. Willip said it would take an hour or two. Joe said less. If you're having an egg sandwich, then you must have cress. Cress, egg and cress is the best. It's the Horn Section Podcast. 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 Hello.
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 Hello. Hey up, look smart. The Horn Section Podcast is here again.
In town.
Reporting for duty, all spick and span. Five lovely musicians, one seriously fit comedian, and podcast dog, an enormous English Mastiff that weighs in at 342 pounds, just £1 less than the biggest dog in the world. But we're not giving up. Have another sausage, podcast dog. Good boy.
Oh.
Is everyone okay?
Mm.
Well then, Ben.
Yes.
Please play a happy little rhythm for us and make some happy little noises.
Mmm.
Willip, play some happy notes for us and say some happy words.
Mm. Holiday.
Mm. Mr. Pianist, play some happy chords and moan happily.
Mm. Holiday.
And then Mark and Joe, tell each other you love each other and then have holiday. A nice big cuddle.
Oh, Joe, I love you.
I love you, Thamma.
Holiday.
Love you, Joe.
Holiday.
So sweaty.
Holiday.
Big cuddle there.
Holiday.
And what a sweaty neck.
That's it. Good stuff. We're all great friends. So let's start with a beautiful song by Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston, It Takes Six.
One, two, three, four.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make a dream so real. Three can talk about that dream when they're having breakfast. It's boring to hear about the dream.
Five can tell everyone to shut up.
Six can say they also had a dream, but their dream was a really rude one involving numbers 2, 3, and 4.
It takes six, baby. It takes six, baby.
Just me and you, and you, and you, and you, and you.
You know it takes six.
Oh, guys, that was well cool. But let's stop for a second. Is it? Is it? No, it's not the potato special episode, but preparations for that really are now in full swing, so please subscribe immediately so you don't miss out on the Spud special. Meanwhile, it's time to welcome our special one-person guest audience who's just ridden in on his big motorbike. It's Scroobius Pip! It's Scroobius Pip! Hello, Scroobius.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Welcome.
I didn't see you arriving, but I'm presuming you came on a motorbike.
Yep. Always, but not riding. I was delivered.
Oh, really?
By a motorbike, yes.
Very nice. Was it a big, shiny motorbike?
Yes.
It's a Shire motorbike.
Shire motorbike.
Like Shire horse.
It wasn't a Shire motorbike. It was shiny, was correct the first
thank
time.
Thank you, Scroobius, yes. Thank you, no, that's all right. Thank you for coming here. Where have you come from today?
I've come from Stamford Lee Hope in Essex.
Yes. One of the few places with L in the middle of the name.
Yep. There's
Hartlepool.
Chester Lee Street.
Chester, yep. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Anyone else got any others?
Hetton-le Hole.
I've been to Hutton-le Hole.
Hetton-le Hole.
Oh, I thought it was Hutton-le Hole.
Hetton-le Hole.
I thought it was Hutton-le Hole.
Hetton-le Hole.
Sticking with Hetton-le Hole. Well, Scroobius, yes. I've been a guest on your excellent podcast,
yes.
Distraction Pieces, and that was an easy process where you came to me with your little bag.
Yep.
We did it in a caravan.
Yes,
and then
we
you,
did.
And then you went away and there was no faff.
No.
No.
Minimal faff.
This is quite the opposite.
This is the opposite. We've got a lot more stuff. We're in the saxophonist's basement. There's a dog and it's a bit of a nightmare. Do you enjoy working by yourself or do you wish you had a band?
I enjoy working by myself, but I wish I had a podcast dog. Mm. Well, that's not to disrespect the band at all, but the podcast dog is the excitement here.
He is. Look at him. He's filled with excitement.
He is.
He's the least excited he's ever been in a record. He's literally not looked at you yet.
I'm a calming atmosphere. That's what it is. He sensed me.
Oh, what was your favourite kids' TV show? What was my favourite kids' TV show?
Your favourite kids' TV show was Nightmare.
Close. We can have some building up music until he gets the right answer.
Funhouse?
Nope. No, you were closer with Nightmare.
The Crystal Maze?
No, go more American.
Go more American.
Imagine me at home with my two brothers.
Dungeons and Dragons.
I don't know what you were saying about me there. I'm more so action. Action.
Is it a cartoon?
No, it's real life people from the 1960s, actually.
Is it Starsky and Hutch?
No, it's more superhero based.
Is it Captain Planet? No, it's Real People.
No, Real People, starring Adam West.
Batman.
It's Batman. I thought you'd get it. Yeah, I thought you'd get it.
Easy. First time.
Yeah. And what I particularly liked was Catwoman, obviously, but also I enjoyed the incidental music between scenes.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to ask Joe to play now. So at the end of each section of this particular episode of the podcast, whenever anyone points at Joe, was that close enough?
It's just...
Do you want to have another go at it?
Oh,
really? Because I sent you...
That was a guess.
I'll read out what you said when I sent you the piece, because it sounded like you listened to it. And also, what I sent you was 1.5 seconds long. Can you not get round to listening?
Oh, no, I did listen to that, yeah.
Oh.
Well, did you learn how to play it?
No.
Shall I send it to you? Shall I play it for you now and you can copy it? Yeah. Okay. Not long, is it? Ah, oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, so
imagine if you'd learned it before the podcast.
He wouldn't have had time.
Week I've had.
So any time anyone points to Joe to end a conversation or a scene, he will do this. This podcast is funded partly by ads and partly by Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, go to our page and donate some honk. If you do, we'll sing you a song. But we might be late, so apologies to anyone still waiting for their jingle, and thank you for helping us make this thing. If we don't feature your one this series, it will be the next series. Goodbye! Yuck. While we're here, let's utilise the whole band. Scroobius, I wasn't sure how to introduce you to any listeners that don't know you, like my mother. Obviously, you're an English spoken word poet and hip-hop recording artist from Stanford, Lee Hope.
Yes.
I thought Le Hope in Essex. We all know that. But what does that mean in a day-to-day sense? Can you tell us, what do you have to wear to work? Do you have an office? What do you have for lunch? And what's the main thing you do all day?
I don't have to wear anything to work because I can work from home.
Lovely.
Office is often my bedroom. I've spent a lot of time and money building a studio that I never use
or
never go in.
Can I go back to the bedroom? Because I work a lot in my bedroom, and I do it on my bed at an awkward angle. Do you do it on the bed, or do you have a little table in your bedroom?
I do it on the bed. I don't do it at an awkward angle. I pick a non-awkward angle.
Do you prop yourself up on pillows?
Yep, I sit up on pillows.
Three?
There's four.
Don't say four.
No, it is three, but I use the fourth as a little tray for the laptop. Mm-hmm. So
it's a lovely image we're getting.
Hot legs.
Yes. You don't want hot legs.
No, exactly.
It is awkward, though.
Hot legs!
So it's three pillows behind Scroobius, one on Scroobius.
Yes, that tends to be the form.
How many hours do you stay in that position? Because I can do a whole morning easily.
Well, it's really bad for your back to do that.
Yeah, no, it's awful. I get up and feel horrible.
Yeah, I can do a whole morning. It varies. I try and... If I can force myself up to exercise and have an ice cold shower, I'm a fan of ice cold showers, which is controversial.
Yeah, she always leaves it cold and it's horrible.
I love them. No. I love them.
It. Oh,
I regularly, because I really need an ice cold shower after my exercise, if my girlfriend is staying over, I won't let her use the shower until I've had my ice cold shower, because it gets it all warm.
Yeah.
And it won't go back to as cold. So she'll be literally saying, are you going to have your shower soon? Because I really want to get up and start my day. I say, give me a minute.
It's quite complicated. I'm just going to bring Willip into the conversation. Willip.
Hello.
What do you think about all this?
Yeah,
I don't think he was listening.
Wasn't listening.
What were you worrying about?
Sorry,
over there?
I was just looking at the next bit, and I don't know how to play it.
Willip came a bit late today, Scroobius, so he's a bit stressed. He's from all the way from Trowbridge.
Oh well,
he left at 6 a.m. His life's all over the place, isn't it, Willip?
he was still really late, wasn't he?
I met someone at a picnic. fact, I met quite a few. Someone stood out from the crowd, so Julia, this one's for you. Me and Julia Nathan had a picnic on a mound, and I reminisce as I write this song with this twangly sort of sound. Julia said she liked the banjo, what a thing to say. Be careful what you wish for, 'cause now I'm going to play. Nathan, Julia Nathan, thank you.
Why are you called Scroobius Pip? I do know the answer, but I'm going to pretend I don't.
I stole it from an Edward Lear poem.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought... Sorry, that's all you need to
that's
say.
That's it.
Because I thought we could demonstrate what you do for a living by reading out the Edward Lear poem that you took your name from.
Right, yeah.
While the band noodle away underneath. But feel free to say that's one of the worst ideas.
No, I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank God. Okay, you can read the poem however you like.
I mean, the kind of reveal that people often don't know is people, because I got my name from a poem, they assume I'm really well read and things like that. But at the time I was working in HMV and they had a little book of dogs' names and one of them in there was Scroobius Pip. And that made me then look up the poem, which I enjoyed. But it reveals that I'm not as cultured as people may
assume. Yeah, so you
actually
got it from a dog name.
Yeah. I wish I'd brought the dog name book.
Yeah. If you'd brought that, I could have read that all day long.
Well, could have ended up as Rover, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Or Jugsy.
Yeah. Are we all going to list dogs' names?
Or
podcast. Podcast dog, yeah.
Yeah. Really good name. Welcome, podcast dog. Okay, good luck, everyone. Some funky floral music, please.
Funky.
Did you say funky?
Yeah, I think
funky
so.
Funky but floral.
I certainly implied it.
Yeah. That sort of thing, Scroobius?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
I'm getting into the groove. I'm about to begin.
There's no rush at all.
The Scroobius Pip went out one day when the grass was green and the sky was grey. Then all the beasts in the world came round when the Scroobius Pip sat down on the ground. The cat and the dog and the kangaroo, the sheep and the cow and the guinea pig too. The wolf he howled, the horse he neighed, the little pig squeaked and the donkey brayed. And when the lion began to roar, there never has heard such a noise before. Every beast he stood up on the tip of his toes to look at the Scroobius Pip. At last they said to the fox, by far, you're the wisest beast, you know you are. Go close to Scroobius Pip and say, tell us about yourself, we pray. For as yet we can't make out in least if you're fish, insect or bird or beast. The Scroobius Pip looked vaguely around and sang these words and a rumble sound. Chippity flip, chippity flip, my only name is the Scroobius Pip.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hippest thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. I am stunned that went as well as it did, because I honestly haven't read that in a very long time, and I started faster than maybe I should.
Yeah. There was some very literal trumpet, as usual. Horse! He said horse! He got the noise of a horse!
I couldn't believe my luck!
Richard and Jess Jorum, but definitely mainly Richard. This little jingle is your song, I hope it's what you pictured. This is mainly Richard's one, though Jess deserves a mention. Richard's a little better, he's got such good attention. And he's got nice muscles and a lovely, kindly face. Jess is a pretty good person, but Richard Jordan is ace.
You can now relax, Scroobius.
Excellent.
As Joe, the cheerful trumpeter today, is going to sing the first of his three little pigs.
Which came first? The pig.
pig or the Scotch egg. Nobody knows. One down.
One down. The hipness has gone, hasn't it? Back to normal. So, Scroobius, your podcast is very good because you're dedicated and you take it seriously. You've been going for 6 years. We're very much newcomers, but we've obviously overlapped with guests because that's what happens with podcasts.
Indeed.
We've both had Hound, yes. Buxton,
yes.
Ryan, Catherine, yes. Ryan, Edwards,
yes.
Kumar,
yes.
And Helm, most
yes.
recently. Who do you think we should get on ours that you've had? Who do you think would work well in this basement environment?
Well, on a mini episode, I had an episode where I had a load of different people who were all performing on a stage I'd booked, and one of the guests on there was Rob Alton.
Ah, yes.
And I think he would fit mm-hmm. very nicely okay. In this mix.
Do you have his phone number?
Yes.
Great, this is how this bit's going to work.
I do. I'll give you that.
Okay.
And also, I would also I would suggest a guest I had on earlier this year, R&B royalty, Mary J. Blige.
Hell yeah.
Because I think all she'd right. be wonderful in the basement.
Absolutely. Just, yeah. She'd love it down there.
She loves crisps. Mary. That's confirmed.
So what is it? Mary J. Blige. How do you Blige. Blige. And what does Mary J. Blige do?
She sings and raps and now acts.
Triple,
so she's a triple threat.
Triple threat,
yeah.
Like
what,
you.
What does the J, thank you. What does the J stand for? Do we know?
Janice.
Jonathan.
Well, let's ask the guest.
I'm going to guess Jean.
Jean. Mary Jean Blige.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's
if you could just give me a number, and I will give you the number of our one of our favourite guests, my accountant, Nick Farrow.
Excellent.
I think he would be pretty good on the on your podcast.
I think you need to stop trying to get him on podcasts.
Well, Nick Farrow is a good guest and a good booking, and I stand by that. Someone you had that
Mary Jane Blige.
Is it Jane, is it?
Jane.
I thought it was Jige.
Mary Jige Blige.
And maybe it's not her real name because of Mary Jane being the slang for weed.
Weed.
So maybe it's just a weed reference from the 90s.
It's the old wacky backy.
Mm. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if
I see Alex crossing her off the list.
Not our sort of thing. Thank you. Mary Jane. Mrs. Blige. Mrs. Blige. Blige is a horrible surname, isn't it? Blige. I hope she doesn't listen to this. I hope she's not thinking, well, I would have done it. Oh, well. Someone you had on your podcast as well was Mr. Heggie.
Yes.
Now, I've had dealings with Mr. Heggie, weirdly.
Yeah.
For the listener, for my mum again, Mr. Heggie is a tattoo artist.
Yes.
So I'd like to tell the story of my dealings with Mr. Heggie.
Excellent.
And I'd like you to play the part of Mr. Heggie, if that's all right.
Fantastic.
All you've got to do is read out some emails he sent me.
Perfect.
Cool, thanks.
So, here we go. My wife and I, Scroobius, we're going to Brighton for for Valentine's Day. 3 years ago. This is some of the moodiest music I've ever heard. We didn't know what to do in Brighton. But genuinely, number one on Time Out things to do in Brighton was get a tattoo. And my wife loves Time Out. And Mr. Heggie was the tattoo artist they recommended. Can you turn your synth down at all, Mr. Synth? Any way of turning that down? Any way of making that quieter? Thank you, mate. So I emailed Mr. Heggie and asked if I could make an appointment for my wife and I, for me and my wife even, and I got an automated response, which was...
Howdy doody. I get a bunch of emails and I'm generally pretty busy, so I wanted to be able to make sure we all get as much information as possible before we begin. If you're inquiring about getting a tattoo, please make sure you include the basic info. What kind of thing you want, the size of the thing you want, where on your body you... be wanting that thing.
Not an easy sentence, that one. Where on your body you be wanting that thing?
Please also attach any relevant reference photos, screenshots and such, so I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about. Much love and happy junk. Peace out, motherfuckers.
Peace
Mr.
out.
Heggie.
Yeah. So I wrote back, dear Mr. Heggie, my wife would like a bird, like the attached picture of a swallow. No more than an inch in size, please. I'd like a pineapple on the inside of my arm. Maybe coloured. Definitely not just black. Yours sincerely, Alex Horn. Mr. Heggie wrote back.
Howdy do. Awesome, no problem at all. I do draw up everything special and specific for everyone, so I'll doodle up a couple of different pineapples for you to pick from on the day if that sounds good to you. But yeah, we're all full set for the 14th, which is Valentine's Day,
oh, yeah,
at 2 p.m. See you then, buddy.
Dear Mr. Heggie, that's all brilliant. Thank you. I was hoping you'd doodle. That's great. And we don't want to muck you around at all, but my wife now says she'd like 5 little birds in flight, from smallest getting bigger, going up her right shoulder blade. She's very nice. See you on the 14th. Bye-bye, Alex.
And he replied, absolutely no problem or stress whatsoever. She can have as many bloody birds as she wants.
So that was the email exchange. We turned up half an hour early. Mr. Heggie was half an hour late. My wife went first. Her tattoo took 20 minutes. Mine took an hour. And it really hurt. Mr. Heggie had tattoos everywhere, including the inside of his throat. And when I got there, he said, I've done some doodling. I've mocked up some pineapple designs. One was a pineapple smoking. One was a pineapple injecting himself with heroin or insulin. One was a pineapple shooting himself in the head. And one was a pineapple wearing sunglasses. Which one do you think I went for?
Definitely the heroin.
No, I went for the sunglasses one. There it is.
Good choice.
Yeah, do you like it?
I love it.
Well, I like it. And that is the end, the end of the story. And stop! And we were sort of all giggly after the tattoos. We went to the pub and then we felt a bit sleepy, so we went to watch Trainspotting 2.
Excellent. Yeah. You should have gone for the heroin one.
Yeah.
It would have been more fitting.
Daddy, 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 you're a classic daddy man. You love golf, you love footy, you're called Andy Holmes. You love being with your family if you can. But most of all, Andy Holmes, you like fabricating steel and you like explaining how you do that when everyone is trying to have a meal. So now, when I see some steel that some people have fabricated, I shout, Daddy's beams! Look, they're Daddy's beams! DBs! If you abbreviate it, Andy Holmes. Okay, well, we're going to have a quick song from the band after your performance of Mr. Heggie there. There's a lovely portrayal of him, I think.
Thank you.
This song was written by that guy there, who is the drummer.
And Ed. And Ed.
And I'm going to come to him, that guy there, who is the pianist. Okay. Yeah. Ed.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Some people play the fool, while others play it cool. Some play themselves the victim, yes they do. Some people play with matches, some they play with fire. Some people play with me and others you. Some people play indoors and others on all four, while some they play all day as Oxendale. Some folks they play with others whilst others call in sick and spend a day just playing with themselves. One thing we all learn to play, be you dad, mum, son or daughter. It's hot and cool, we played it in school. Bring back the recorder.
Is too expensive, but our kitchen was quite extensive. We found our own way to play tunes, so we played the spoons.
Not everyone can afford.
We can't afford it.
Can't record it. Not everyone can.
was that one, Scroobies?
Yeah.
Some People, it was called.
Yeah.
It's the first ever performance of it.
I liked it.
Yeah? A bit?
I liked it in the room.
Yes.
I liked to watch the switch from drums to recorder and the excitement of that.
That was hard.
Not sure if I'd enjoy it as much purely audio.
Yes.
As I wouldn't be fully appreciating
unfortunately
the talent and switch in there. So.
I would say 100% of our listeners are not going to be in the room.
Yeah. I mean, I might listen.
Well,
that's good.
Okay.
So
half of
50%. It keeps going at this rate.
I mean, he really did throw down that recorder though. After he had to throw it down and reach the stick. That was exciting.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. A lot of admin.
You could have a sort of recorder on a strap like a harmonica.
Yeah.
Would that help?
Or a quiver?
Yes.
I mean, it was so dynamic that
you know, like you keep your arrows in.
The dynamicness of it made me not take a few seconds to realise that everyone else was playing recorders as well. So that's how grand a motion it was.
In the room.
It drew you in.
Lovely in the room.
As I said, a hell of a song in the room.
Can we put that on our poster here, please?
Yes, definitely.
She loves soul.
Yeah.
She loves funk.
Yeah.
Can she dance?
Oh, yeah.
Watch it go. She loves groove. She loves jazz, hell yeah. She can move like no one I know. What's her name?
Yeah,
her full name.
Oh yeah.
Is it jazz, funk and soul, soul?
Of course.
Cause she's Jill.
Whoa.
Jill Hamilton.
Hey man.
And that's
In Morse.
Well, Scroobius, our podcast is partly funded by Patreon.
Yes.
Listeners can donate money, and if they donate $5 a month, they'll hear their name in a song. $25 or more, we make an actual jingle. The more money, the longer the song. Is that a good system, in your opinion?
Yeah, I like it. I listen to the end when there's the songs and there's jingles and so on and so forth. I did feel, on one I was listening to, I didn't feel a great difference between the quality of the $5 and the $20.
Really?
Don't say that.
So I'm just
there
saying,
is a massive difference.
Just saying,
find
you might have to up the production on
lower.
Lower is another option. Well, yes.
But we thought we would show you how it works in action. I think it's quite interesting to see the process in the room of how these dingles are written. Someone called Gary Lineker has donated $50 per month, which is great. So this is the process of writing a jingle for a listener. Gary sent us some information, that's what people tend to do, about himself. He was born in 1960. This is what we've got to work with. In Leicester, he got 4 O-levels. His dad was a market trader. And he got no yellow or red cards. So so we then have to work around that. So what happens next is I've written a little poem. And then I asked the band for a bit of music to fit that sort of thing. It's sort of, oh, Gary, this song's for you. That's the sort of rhythm.
That's like a waltz.
Yeah, waltz for
Gary. Oh, Gary.
Oh, Gary, this song's for you. You weren't born in 1962. Stoke is not your hometown. Your daddy was never a circus clown. And most importantly, Gary, when you're stuck in the cemetery, they'll write in your grave in the churchyard that Gary never, ever, ever got a red or yellow card. Are you a football person, Scroobius?
I am. I'm a Millwall fan.
Oh, no way. Well, we can set aside 40 seconds for you and Joe to discuss Millwall.
And the fact that we're on Millwall's hallowed ground almost.
Mm. Yeah, it's exciting. The road outside of this house is the road I've walked upon most in my life outside of my town.
So because you two will have spent a lot of time in the vicinity of each other. You may have sat next to each other in the past.
Yeah, it's possible.
Where do you sit in the stadium?
South Upper.
I used to always go South Upper, Coldplay Lane end. Yeah. But last season I was west. But yeah,
right.
South Upper blocks 7 and 8 is normally my area.
Yeah, well, I've definitely been in 7 and 8. We can probably say that.
Yeah.
Ever seen them? Ever seen them score more than 4 goals in a match?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. 5 once.
Yeah. 5-1.
5 once.
No, it'd be 5-1. They said
it was 5-1. Sorry, 5-1.
Well, 5-1. Joe, what's the most amount of Millwall goals you've seen in a game?
I still haven't recovered from meeting another Millwall fan. It doesn't happen very often.
Especially
in a work environment, if this is a work environment.
Favourite players? Do you want to both say it at the same time? Favourite players?
Wow,
1, 2, 3.
Neil Harris.
Neil Harris, there we go.
Favourite manager?
Neil Harris. Yep, there we go.
favourite sponsor? I think mine was last season's. Do you remember this one?
No, it was last season's.
It was Drainage. What was it? TW Drainage.
Okay, I liked Ryman's. Was good with Theo. But yeah.
Finished, guys? Have you finished?
Well, we could go on.
Captain Morgan, actually.
Oh, Captain Morgan
was my favourite sponsor.
Yeah.
That was a really nice...
And there was the year that we were sponsored by the council, which was just before...
Can you speed up a bit? Could the music speed up?
They
speed
up the speed.
Yep, that was great.
Yeah, how are they going to do this year? Wonderful. How are they doing so far?
Yeah, I think we've covered it. Yeah.
6 games.
Right. Yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah, maximum points. All right. And stop! There we go. Millwall chat there. Now it's time for the second of Joe's Little Pigs.
Which came first, the pig or the gala pie? Nobody knows.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
That one got a better response.
I mean, surely it's the pig.
Yeah, I think it's the pig.
Were you not listening?
Oh, nobody knows. Sorry, no. Okay. Wow! If you like laughing and you live near the Chilterns, then I've got the place for you. It's a comedy club. It's on once a month and it's a really fun place to go. The lineups are great. The bar's open late. So what the heck are you waiting for? The Chesham Comedy Club, based at the local cricket club. Get your tickets online or on the door. Oh, the Chesham Comedy Club. Na 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 na, hooray. £15 for a ticket. Get there early. Watch some cricket. www.cheshamcomedy.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you like to win a Rolls Royce, I was going to ask you?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, obviously, you rode in here on a big, shiny motorbike, mm-hmm. but now's your chance to win a big, shiny car.
Yes.
All you've got to do is roll your R's while saying the name of a Roy of my choice. Whoever does that for the longest in one breath will probably win a Rolls Royce, we reckon.
Excellent.
So one breath, roll your R's and say the name of a famous Roy. Your Roy, of course, you can all jump in and guess if you can work out who this is. Born in 1932, so it's an old Roy. From Sheffield, mum called Enid, supports Sheffield Wednesday.
Blyton.
Roy Blyton.
Yeah.
No. Was a Labour politician. He's a Lord. He's the Right Honourable.
Roy Hattersley.
The Lord Roy Hattersley. So all you've got to do is say Roy Hattersley in one
breath.
You're
so good at this,
I'm really
Mark.
Good at the Roy game.
So do you understand all the rules?
Yes.
Okay, it's 20.7 seconds to beat. That's Greg Davis, still in the driving seat of the Rolls Royce. Good luck. My time will start when the Roy starts. A hint of a
Roy Hattersley.
I think you had more left in you.
I think I did. I kind of it slipped and
it's 17.1 seconds.
That's
close
go
as well.
Further, yeah.
It was a lovely roll of
the
eyes.
By far the best.
Brilliant. And it stumbled a bit at the end, and I thought it was a technicality. I thought, have I broken it? So I kind of just committed to breaking it.
Well, next time, when you're on.
There's no prize anyway. Don't
very honest. Well, very honest.
It's a roll for us. Oh, let's talk performance poetry again.
Let's.
I think that's what we're all thinking. When did you first do your first performance, and were you terrified?
Yes, I did it in around 2006, and I get a lot of credit for things because I started a radio show and I had a stutter, and people were like, that's very brave. I just forgot I had a stutter. That's right. Why I did the radio show. And it's similar on this, that I quit the job I'd worked in for years to do music full time.
At HMB.
Yeah. I recorded an album and I quit to tour the country playing on street corners. And when we got to the first one, I realised I'd never performed in front of anyone before. So I'd committed to this as my career, but I'd kind of put the pressure on myself. So it was outside a DJ Shadow album playback, and it's because my mate Chris was there, who was like, you're gonna do it then? And I was like, Oh, God. I'm not sure if it's the right crowd. I don't know. Maybe we should try a different. But then he forced me into it and I was shitting myself.
Yeah, it must be horrible.
Yeah.
So you were just performing to a crowd? It wasn't a venue, it wasn't my crowd.
Or that's why I've never been nervous at actual gigs, because the first 2-3 months I'd toured about just playing on street corners, living in a 1987 Toyota Space Cruiser, gold with a moonroof. I realised after a few towns, in fact, it was after Manchester Town Centre when there was an England game at Old Trafford, and I was certain that people were either going to beat me up or steal my equipment.
One of the two, yeah.
Yeah, that I decided that the logical progression was to get to each town, look at the gig listings, and go and play outside relevant gigs.
Because they'll literally
get my target audience and line them up against a wall. So
they can't go anywhere because they're trying to get into the thing. They can't escape.
Yeah. They're there, and that was my scheme. And the key was not asking for any money, because we're British, and that instantly makes you not hear things and look away and feel awkward. So
those people then became your audience, is that right?
Okay. Yeah. I'd hand out flyers so they could find me on MySpace. I'm quite old.
Yeah. How old are you? Older than me? I think it's a similar sort
I'm 38.
Thing. Yes, me too.
Excellent. Maybe that's why we look similar.
Yeah, I'm not 38, but I'm not far off.
Well,
it's my birthday next Wednesday, everybody. Your style of poetry, I wouldn't ask you to sort of describe it, because that must be an awful thing. So instead, I thought I'd give you the lyrics to one of our most poetic songs.
Yes.
And ask you to perform that. Would you mind doing that?
Yes, definitely. I definitely mind. No, I'd happily do that.
Yeah, okay. Quite a powerful piece. This is Scroobius Pip reading a horn section song.
Chinese five spices, it's the spice for me. Chinese five spices, it's the only spice you need. Chinese five spices, it's a super modern taste. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spice and a smile on your face. But what about cumin? It leaves me fuming. Cardamom, but I don't wear cardigans. Turmeric, it makes me sick. Masala, I prefer banana. Cinnamon, I'll give it to the binnaman. Tamarind, I don't know these spices. Tamarind, it gives me the bad wind. Nutmeg, you're off your nut, mate. Sporty spice, oh, she's a naughty spice. Chinese five spices, it's the spice for me. Chinese five spices, I'll take 2 spoons in my tea. Chinese five spices, it's a clean plate guarantee. Because you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spices and a happy family. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spice and a happy family.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. You see, you've nailed the key to performance poetry is have... repeat the last line, but softer at the end. That was, it was already written in there, so that was ideal.
Better without the music as well, it turns out.
Yeah.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Very powerful without the music.
Powerful, yeah. Podcast Dog woke up during that as well for the first time.
Yeah, big poetry fan.
It was Podcast Dog who strummed the banjo, if the listener could hear that.
Well done.
One of his paws.
Do you like Chelsea? I don't like Chelsea. Who do you like? Well, we'll see. Selena Gomez. No. A different Gomez. Oh, yes, mate. Do you like Kelsey? Yes, I like Kelsey. Kelsey Gomez, but not Chelsea.
Oh, who's got a DVD player?
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Pianist?
Yes.
So everyone except for Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Ben, no point you playing in the next game.
Okay.
I've got some DVDs from a charity shop. Mm-hmm. So I thought what I'd do is I'd read out the blurb on the back, and whoever guesses the movie first wins the movie. Can we start off with some action music, please? So the rule is you're only allowed one guess per DVD, so if you guess and you get it wrong, you're out. Okay. If the name of the movie is in the blurb, I will say bleep. Okay, here we go.
Do I have to buzz in?
You have to shout your name, please. Bleep follows our two hormonally challenged lads on their quest to lose their virginity and become the world's top DJ mixmasters. It's the summer holidays.
Mark,
yes.
Kevin and Perry Go Large.
And you win, Kevin and Perry Go Large. That's how this works. Okay, can we now have some Disney cartoon music, please, for the next one? Is everyone enjoying the game?
No.
Yeah.
Disney cartoon music, please. Thank you.
forced into slavery by the corrupt, incestuous heir to the throne.
Mark, Aladdin.
You're out of the DVD game for this particular one. Roman general Maximus becomes a beep. His prowess in the arena will eventually...
Pip. Gladiator.
It is, Pip. You win. Gladiator.
Great film.
Yeah. Can we have some adult romantic music, please? Bleep returns with the Sunshine Tour, new for 2011. Filmed live at Liverpool's Echo Arena on the hugely successful tour of the same name, which saw Bleep play to over 400,000 people in the arenas of the UK.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
John Bishop.
Correct. You win John Bishop Live.
Get in!
I think people at home will be enjoying this. I think this is one that you don't have to be in the room, but you do have to be in the room to win the DVDs. Finally, some Western music, please. Western music, some cowboy style music.
Oh, I thought you meant the Wurzels.
Okay, good luck, everyone. Mark is dominating so far. The last one. After spending 2 years in jail, cocky, fast-talking jewel thief Miles Logan finds himself on the right side of the law. Now a free man, Logan is determined to retrieve the stolen diamond that he hid in a building under construction on the night. Yes, Ed.
Is it Hudson Hawk?
No, you cannot win the DVD now.
Yes.
But by a stroke of bad luck, music please, the building in question has since become a police station. Unfazed by this obstacle, Logan manages to con his way into the building by posing as a police detective with hilarious results. His lively and unorthodox style of working often raises an eyebrow or two from his colleagues and certainly gets him noticed. Does he finally manage to get his hands on that diamond? Martin Lawrence is the star. It's a 15 rating. It's in 5-1 format. It costs 20 pence. The initials are BS, the bad boy is back. It features a colour beginning with B.
Blue.
And then a word beginning with S.
Steel.
No, not blue steel, you're out. It's something you might find in the toilet.
Shit.
Not blue shit. Just a hint of that on the toilet.
On the toilet.
Or in your pants. Blue.
Skid.
No.
Scum.
Closer, no.
Whittle.
No, begins with S. No. It sounds a bit like something
sediment.
You might
sediment.
Eat.
Sediment. Is it sediment?
It sounds a bit like something you might eat with chips at a nice posh restaurant.
Sish.
No.
Soil. Swinegar.
No, steak. You might have a steak and chips. It sounds a bit like steak.
Stain.
No. Blue. That's not blue stain.
Blue stain.
Blue. Sounds like. Looks a lot like steak. It's like steak with an extra letter. There's an R in it.
Steaker.
Streak.
Blue streak. You win blue streak. Well done, Scroobius. Hope you enjoy that movie.
Never heard of that. It sounds awful.
Really?
It?
You'd heard of Blue Stain. Do you like things like James Bond, and specifically James Bond, Scroobius?
I do like James Bond.
Phew, because this next bit is all the James Bond theme tunes in 80 seconds. Good luck, Mark.
Thank you.
You only live and let die another day. Tomorrow never. Diamonds are for your eyes only. The man with a golden eye. Golden gold finger. Man with a golden finger or gun or eye. The writing's on the another way to die. Nobody does better. From Russia with love, James Bond.
Just by the way, when we when you sent that around to the group, the pianist, you WhatsApped back, I lost a national talent show playing that. Mind elaborating on that?
That was in reference to Mark asking me to learn Nobody Does It Better.
What national talent show did you enter?
It was Haven.
Haven?
Haven Holiday Camp.
Yeah. I'd gone to somewhere in near Great Yarmouth, mm-hmm. next to Pleasurewood Hills, in fact.
Oh.
And I'd won the local.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Playing.
When was this? Last.
When I was 13.
Oh.
And so I got to go up to somewhere near Scarborough.
Mm-hmm. Why do you always say somewhere near and not say where you actually were?
I can't remember where
okay,
it was.
Good.
And got to play in the national finals of the Haven talent shows.
Were you singing as, or just playing it all on piano?
Well, that was the thing, because when I got there, they didn't have a piano.
Singing then.
I didn't sing, no.
So you lost.
Yeah, I went out in the first round.
Well done. And what's your name?
Edison.
Good. Nearly there now, nearly there. But I was just wondering which one of you has put the most things in their mouth then, boys. And the only way to find out, of course, is for you to all play some music and I say things. You have to stop playing if you haven't put any of the following things in your mouth. Do you play a musical instrument, Scroobius?
Not well.
Would you like a shaker or something?
A shaker
like
would be good, yeah. One of these. Yes.
Yeah. When you say not well, there's a hint that you play something averagely.
I played the bass in a band because I was so bad at guitar.
Yes.
No offence.
Hello, Willip.
None taken.
And then I've not played the bass in a long time, so yeah, just not good.
Tambourine it is.
And okay. Oh, and I did my level one on piano at the age of 35. So everyone else in for the test was in school uniform after school, and there was me sat there with a big beard at 6'4" to go through my level one.
And you stopped at one?
I stopped at one.
Quite right, get it finished.
I had to go away to do some filming and never came back to it. So
I had a few lessons for a radio programme. And you just have to play all the time. I think if you're starting that late, you've got to really commit.
Yeah.
We're busy people. Okay, so...
did you pass?
I did, yes.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Merit?
Thanks, guys.
You weren't the examiner, were you?
Not sure.
Collier?
We have a couple of examiners in the... Well, we have Willip Collier as an exam.
Have you still got 100% pass rate? You see, I'm a listener.
Yeah, well done.
He really does listen.
Yeah, I'm not lying.
Well...
Possibly, yeah.
Have you failed someone?
No.
That's definitely.
Probably, yes,
yeah. So please play something, follow Scroobius' rhythm, and remember, stop playing if you haven't put one of the following things in your mouth.
Okay.
Off we go then. Lovely. Stop playing if you haven't put in your mouth porridge. Yeah, we've all put porridge in our mouths, haven't we? Not idiots. Are you playing, pianist?
I'm just listening, it's really good music.
Okay. A stone! Everyone popped a stone in their mouth at some point. Yeah, we've all done that. Why have we done it? Might as well. Spaghetti carbonara. Lovely, isn't it? Someone else's toe. Every single one of you has put somebody else's toe in your mouth. Before or after the spaghetti carbonara, Pip?
After. It's a dessert.
Homemade smoothie. Yeah. Mouthwash in the last year. Really? I would have fallen there. A wafer at church, even if you're not confirmed, because it was awkward. Yeah. Difficult, isn't it? Squirty cream straight from the can. 100% so far. This is a long one. A decent amount of hair. Like a good wad of hair. Yeah. Are you playing, Mr. Pianist? Yeah. A cigar. Have we all popped a cigar in? Never smoked a cigar, never put
one. No, I haven't.
We've lost a guest. Scroobius is out. The whole band's still in. Something that was battered that wasn't fish or sausage. Willip?
Mars bar.
Yeah, classic. Mark?
Same.
A blue something. Ben?
A blue cheese.
Water from the hot tap.
Yuck. Every night.
It's horrible, isn't it? Every night. Absinthe. Breast milk in the last 10 years. Oh, that's most people, weirdly. I guess that's all the dads. Is it all the dads?
Yeah.
Something that was bigger than your mouth, so it was difficult. What was it, Mark?
Pine glass,
well done. A whole animal. What do you think now? Will it? What whole animal? You are a vegetarian.
Must have swallowed a
fly.
Yeah, fly, that would count. Braces? Who had braces in their mouth? Braces? None of you had teeth braces?
No.
Teeth braces?
I wish.
Teeth braces.
Did you have teeth braces?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm the only one who had teeth braces.
Yeah, they didn't fucking work, did they?
Hang on a minute. They had a go.
I can't imagine teeth without braces. Teeth braces.
They were horrendous.
I don't remember you having teeth braces.
I had a removal teeth one. Braces. I left it in Happy Eater once, and they sent teeth it to braces. Me. They sent it back to me. It was on the motorway.
I once was scheduled to have teeth braces, and teeth I went because my brother had them, and I went in, and the guy said, "I don't need them because I've got textbook teeth." Was his exact words.
Oh, piss off.
Textbook teeth.
Teeth braces.
Teeth
braces.
I wouldn't want textbook teeth.
Teeth braces.
Sounds strange, doesn't it?
Teeth braces.
Teeth braces. Okay.
Teeth braces.
So it was a draw there between... Oh, thank you. Didn't point at you, but it was appropriate. Okay, well... Pardon, Joe?
Nothing.
Okay, have you got any questions for us, Grubius? We're approaching the end.
Who has known someone else in the room longest?
Well, this is interesting because I always say in our show that Joe, the trumpeter, Ben, the drummer, and I were born in the same hospital 40 years ago. It turns out that, well, I forgot that Ben here was actually born in the Bahamas, weirdly. But also, Joe wasn't born in the same hospital either.
Really?
He told me after the last gig.
Yeah. Neither of us pulled you up on it.
Hadn't occurred to me, actually, either.
No. I think probably...
I mean, the Bahamas is a lot further... I'm sure Joe was quite close to Chichester.
Lewisham.
It's the kind of cutting question I ask. Yeah, to the truths that have been lies for a long time.
40 years.
With one simple question. I could tell. I could see in your eyes that there was something not quite right there.
Yeah. So Ben came back from the Bahamas when he was 6 months old, do you think?
Yeah.
So it depends, that, but you are how much older than me?
Well, you two would have known each other longer than...
6 months.
Because I didn't move to Midhurst until I was about 2.5.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
four,
I think...
Two, maybe.
What? This is a whole sham, then, this whole thing.
So terrible. You were...
So Ben and I. Ben yeah. And I.
Your dad was my mum's GP, Hugh, my mum's GP, and said, "Oh, you've had a baby too. You should. You're fit. You should meet my wife, who's also had a baby." And that was it.
And was he your GP?
Yeah.
So Dr. Horn has seen all of Ben.
Cut out the mole on my back.
And saw to all the other. Anyway. Well, thank you for the questions, Grubius.
I mean, I've got more questions.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, please.
This is specifically for Alex. Do you enjoy this podcast more or the news one that you used to do?
That's a good question, Grubius. I enjoy this one more. I was very nervous in those days.
Bearing in mind that you got to work with your children and have some real family time there. Not that I'm trying to turn you against the room.
Well, also that one I got paid for, whereas this one I have to pay to do. Frustrating.
So...
that's Grubius.
We are available for all podcasts, though. If you...
No, that was fun, and it was good. That was my first time I'd listened to a podcast. Was when I did a podcast.
Yeah,
and I did get to meet nice people.
You're very much the Katie Price of podcasting.
You've read
more podcasts than you've listened to. That's good. It's good to know.
My favourite bit of that one was Ardlo Hanlon did it.
Yeah,
and I really like Ardlo Hanlon.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, just like looking at him.
I could imagine
soft face.
Very soft face.
Soft hands?
Didn't get to touch the hands. Mm. He's got quite a strict policy.
Soft feet?
Yes.
Did you suck his toe?
Yes, I did suck his toe. It's time at last for the third Little Pig. And this is the climax of the...
what was the last one?
Shh.
Which came first? The Scotch egg or the gallop pie? Scotch egg for main course and garlic pie for pudding. Scotch egg for main course and garlic pie for pudding. Scotch egg for main course and garlic pie for pudding. Make your garlic pie with a cream egg. Make your garlic pie with a cream egg. Follow your heart and not your head.
The drama was ramped up in the third pig, wasn't it? Mm.
Yeah. Enjoy it, Scroobius?
I enjoyed the third one the most of the three. It, the beginning of it, for some reason, reminded me of the Birds of a Feather theme tune. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What'll I do?
Yeah.
Love you.
Which I've not thought of in a long time, so that was a joy. I wasn't expecting that.
Right. Weirdly, and this is weird, which is why I said weirdly.
And your voice has gone weird as well.
Well, it always does when I'm telling a weird story. Joe wrote that song and then got on a train and they brought him a train meal. And what was in the meal, Joe?
Two Scotch eggs and a pork pie.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Mm. Like 2 hours later.
I think that's very weird.
I've got a photo if anyone needs evidence.
What's the photo of?
It's oh, nothing to do with that.
I've got a photo as well.
Box.
Well,
freak me out a bit.
I think that's enough of that, and that's enough of the podcast. Everyone agree?
Yeah.
That's the last one ever, is it?
Yeah.
We've peaked.
Well, let's have a little bit of music underneath the me saying goodbye to everybody. Unless you've got, oh, Scroobius, have you got anything we'd like to say about, you know, where people can see you, that sort of thing?
Or? No, just the podcast. Also do a podcast and a magazine called Pod Bible where we recommend podcasts, and this is one of the recommended podcasts in the
Brilliant.
October issue.
No way.
Pod
Fantastic.
Bible magazine.
So you recommended the podcast that you're in, it turns out, because this is in October.
Weirdly, the guy I wrote it with had already written a recommendation of this podcast before I was asked on. So,
well, maybe some people listening to that have read that recommendation.
And now they're here. What a weird...
That would be... I should do my weird voice again.
It's like the Scotch eggs and the pork pie.
Well, thank you for the recommendation, and thank you. And do check out Scroobius. Your one's weekly, your podcast.
Yes, Distraction Pieces every Wednesday.
Yeah, we're very jealous of that. This is now weekly, by the way, but only for 8 weeks, and then we have to have a break. Right. Yeah, I think that's enough. Do stay tuned for an extra little something. But first, thank you to the Mark, to the Joe, to the Ben, to Mr. Shelf Life, to the Willett, to the Joe Walker, and to Joel Porter. Mostly thanks to you for listening, and also to our best guest ever by miles, Scroobius Philip. Hooray! We'll see you next week. Be safe. Be happy. Goodbye. One, two, three, four, five, six. Stop. And now it's time for some bonus material. Lovely.
Nylon.
Right, so this is just the six of us. Who's good at singing?
Mark.
When the sun comes shining through, to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, I want to spend some time with you. Just the six of us, we can make it if we try. Just the six of us,
just the six of us,
just the six of us.
It's time for a brief holler for those kind people who've donated $5. Eve Lawrence, Gas, Amy Campbell, Ben Towers, or Ben Towers, or Ben Towers, Ben Poise, and Cy Pedal, Richard Audrey, Mary Fry. Jason Parnell Brooks, going back now to Ben Towers. It's Ben T O E W S Towers. Either way, thank you everyone for donating. We'll see you next series. Goodbye, we love you. Goodbye, hello.
Hello there. The podcast isn't yet over. We're now going to play quite a few dingles in a row because we have a backlog, which is good news, sort of. Thank you again for all donations. I hope you enjoy listening to them. Even if it's not for you, we enjoy playing them. Please keep donating. There's going to be a new Patreon system soon, so we will update the website accordingly. But meanwhile, here are some dingles. Goodbye.
If I own a ball, I will throw it in the air. If I own a shawl, I will treat that shawl with care. But you're for owner hall, and you're not for... from France or Sweden or Portugal or Wales. You're a teacher from New Zealand. So if I own a hall, I would call Fiona Hall and say, if you want alcohol, we could go on a pub crawl with my ball and my shawl. Will you come, Fiona Hall?
Johnny! Let's talk about this love you have for eating KFC. Cause Johnny, Elizabeth was worried, so she had a little word with me. Johnny, if you keep eating KFC, the problems are eternal. Cause Johnny, you'll turn into a chicken, or worse, you'll become a colonel!
Leonard Rio Warren has a brother called Akiko. Alex J.G. Horn has a little dog called Chico. Leonard Rio Warren has a Japanese and a French name. Alex J.G. Horn can nearly play the French horn. So happy birthday, Leonard, from Alex J.J. Horn. Your brother is a nice man who is very glad you were born. You were born!
Hey there. Do you like this? Do you like this podcast? But do you wish it was actually just some quite high-quality recordings of some quite high-quality songs with just a little bit of talking from me in between? Well, don't worry. You can buy the Horn Section album right now on Bandcamp. It's called 8 Great Songs and 3 More Songs, and it's the best we could do at the time. Buy it.
He likes the arts. He's got the smarts. He's Derek Marks. He's good at darts. He's won our hearts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.